This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's roundup, where we explore the biggest headlines in entertainment. We have a packed show covering everything from emotional celebrity revelations to major legal settlements and surprising Hollywood casting news.
Simon Cowell reveals his deep struggle after Liam Payne's death.
Fans mock American accents in Christopher Nolan's Greek epic trailer.
Lawyers rake in millions from the Lively and Baldoni settlement.
Billie Eilish discusses the intense effort of suppressing her tics.
Sam Smith and Christian Cowan spark major Met Gala engagement rumors.
Josh Duggar's angry prison texts to his parents are exposed.
Ryan Reynolds reportedly pushed Blake Lively to end her lawsuit.
Justin Baldoni's lawyer calls the final settlement a huge victory.
Starting with Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell has recently opened up about the profound emotional impact of Liam Payne's tragic passing. In a candid interview on the Tales from the Celebrity Trenches podcast, the 66-year-old music mogul admitted he was absolutely in pieces after hearing the news. At the time of Payne's death in Buenos Aires, Cowell was actually in the middle of filming a new Netflix documentary series called The Next Act. This project was particularly poignant because it involved Cowell searching for the next big boy band, a process that mirrored the very auditions where he first discovered a teenage Liam Payne on The X Factor. Cowell explained that he had to step away from the production for several weeks just to process the tragedy, as he was really, really struggling to cope with the loss of someone he had known since they were just a child.
The timing of the tragedy was especially difficult, because Cowell was working closely with the families of young hopefuls who were navigating their own fears about the consequences of fame. He questioned what one even does in a situation like that, noting that he literally disappeared for a week to think everything through. While the world of celebrity has changed significantly since the early days of One Direction, with a much larger focus on mental health today, Cowell noted that his core responsibility remains the same. He feels he must prepare young artists for the realities of success, even as the world goes crazy with everyone wanting to be famous. The autopsy for Payne revealed a complex mix of substances in his system, highlighting the very pitfalls Cowell says he tries to help his artists navigate as their lives change under the spotlight.
Next, Christopher Nolan's epic. Christopher Nolan's latest cinematic venture, a $250 million adaptation of The Odyssey, is facing some unexpected backlash following its first trailer release. Despite the massive budget and the fact that it was shot entirely on 70mm IMAX cameras, fans are fixated on the linguistic choices of the cast. The trailer features Matt Damon as Odysseus and Tom Holland in a leading role, but both actors are using distinct American accents that many viewers find jarring for an ancient Greek setting. Social media has been flooded with comments mocking the production, with some fans joking that the characters sound like they are standing outside a Starbucks rather than navigating the aftermath of the Trojan War. It is a surprising hurdle for a director known for his meticulous attention to detail and technical precision in filmmaking.
The criticism goes beyond just the accents, as many viewers are calling out what they describe as historically inaccurate and overly modern language. For instance, Tom Holland's character refers to his father as Dad, and Matt Damon's Odysseus is heard shouting "Let's go" while charging into battle. Fans have pointed out that they expected more poetic or elegant dialogue befitting an epic Greek tragedy, rather than modern slang that feels out of place. One commenter even joked that, while the armor might be debated, the film certainly nailed Odysseus's Boston accent. This reaction highlights a common tension in historical epics between making the story accessible to modern audiences and maintaining a sense of period authenticity. With a July release date approaching, it remains to be seen if the full film can overcome these initial impressions and deliver the epic experience Nolan intended.
Now to legal fees. The legal battle between It Ends With Us co-stars Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni has finally come to a close, but the financial details are truly staggering. While the settlement itself resulted in no money changing hands between the two actors, their legal teams walked away with an estimated $60 million in combined fees. Lively had initially claimed she lost nearly $300 million in potential earnings due to what she described as a smear campaign that branded her a bully and a meme girl. However, just 2 weeks before the case was set to go to trial in New York, both parties reached an agreement to move on in peace. It is a massive sum of money spent on a dispute that ultimately ended without a financial judgment or even a formal apology from either side involved in the litigation.
The settlement is being framed as a significant victory for Justin Baldoni, particularly because the judge had already dismissed Lively's sexual harassment claims back in April. Baldoni's lawyer, Brian Friedman, noted that being accused of such things on a public level was devastating for the actor and his family. He mentioned that Baldoni felt he could finally breathe again after the dismissal, describing him as a great human being who supports women. On the other side, Lively's legal team, which included top litigators like Michael Gottlieb, had been pushing for compensation for the damage to her reputation and film career. Despite the high-profile nature of the lawyers and the eye-watering costs, the joint statement released by both sides simply acknowledged that filming the movie presented challenges and that Lively's concerns deserved to be heard, without offering any further concessions.
Moving to Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish recently shared a very personal look into her daily life with Tourette's syndrome during an appearance on the Good Hang podcast. The 24-year-old singer explained that she is constantly doing everything in her power to suppress her tics whenever she is in the public eye or doing interviews. She described the process of suppressing as an exhausting physical effort, noting that while her face might appear calm on camera, her knees and elbows are often ticking constantly under the table. Eilish mentioned that she clenches her arms and uses specific hand movements to manage the urges, all while trying to maintain a normal conversation. It is a side of her performance and public persona that many fans might not realize is happening in real time, as she works hard to ensure her condition is not a distraction during her professional engagements.
What Eilish finds most frustrating is the general lack of understanding regarding Tourette's, especially for those who do not have the ability to suppress their tics at all. She noted that people often ask if she is okay when she has a tic attack, but for her, these movements are a normal part of her existence. She was diagnosed at age 11 and has spent over a decade navigating the neurological disorder. By speaking out, she hopes to educate people on the reality that many individuals with Tourette's spend their entire day in a state of physical restraint. She emphasized that being able to suppress tics is actually a privilege that not everyone with the condition shares. Her openness provides a vital perspective on the invisible labor that goes into her public appearances and the resilience required to manage a chronic condition under intense scrutiny.
Next, Sam Smith's engagement. Sam Smith and fashion designer Christian Cohen appear to be taking their relationship to the next level after 3 years of dating. Reports surfaced following the Met Gala that the couple was overheard discussing a proposal at New York City's Mark Hotel just before the event. Cowan, who actually designed the outfits for both himself and Smith for the gala, was spotted wearing a large square-cut yellow diamond ring by Cartier on his wedding finger. While Smith did not appear to be wearing a ring, their left hand was notably covered by a sheer black glove, leaving fans to wonder if a matching band was hidden underneath. The couple has been relatively private about their romance since they first started dating in late 2022, only making their official public debut at the Met Gala the following year, so this news has fans very excited.
Insiders claim that the engagement was a private affair, and that both Smith and Cowan are absolutely over the moon and deeply in love. This news comes after the couple weathered split rumors last year when a dating app profile featuring Smith's photos appeared online, though sources close to the singer quickly denied those claims. Cowan is a highly successful designer who has worked with major stars like Lady Gaga and Cardi B, and his creative partnership with Smith has been a highlight of their relationship. Smith, who came out as non-binary in 2019, seems to have found a perfect match in Cowan. While representatives for the pair have not yet officially confirmed the engagement, the presence of that significant diamond ring at such a high-profile event has many convinced that wedding bells are in the near future for this talented duo.
Now to Josh Duggar. New details have emerged regarding the strained relationship between Josh Duggar and his parents, Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar, following his 2021 conviction. Recently exposed text messages reveal that the disgraced reality star lashed out at his parents from prison, accusing them of prioritizing the family's public image over his well-being. In the messages, the 38-year-old expressed deep disappointment, claiming that his parents refused to take responsibility for actions that he believes directly affected his life. Despite being sentenced to over 12 years for the possession of child sexual abuse material, Josh continued to profess his innocence in these texts. He blamed a former coworker for the illegal content found on his computer and ranted that his parents didn't understand how much they had hurt him by trying to make themselves look good instead of showing him compassion during his legal battle.
The texts also highlight Josh's resentment toward his family's public relations efforts, which he felt were designed to save their television shows rather than support him. He accused his mother of worrying about PR more than anything else, and even questioned if she treated him unfairly because of her own guilt. These messages provide a stark look at the internal collapse of the Duggar family dynamic, which was once built on a carefully curated image of unity and faith. Josh even lamented that only two of his 18 siblings had contacted him in the year following his arrest, calling the lack of support shameful. While Jim, Bob, and Michelle have publicly stated that the entire ordeal has been grievous, these private exchanges suggest a much more volatile and accusatory environment behind the scenes, as Josh serves out his lengthy prison sentence in Texas.
Shifting to Ryan Reynolds. In a new twist to the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni legal saga, reports suggest that Ryan Reynolds played a pivotal role in convincing his wife to settle the lawsuit. According to insiders, Reynolds saw the writing on the wall early on and realized that the longer the legal battle dragged on, the more it would damage Lively's career and reputation. While Lively was reportedly entrenched in the fight, focusing on proving she was right, Reynolds urged her to look at the bigger picture. He was concerned that the negative publicity was eroding her carefully curated Hollywood image and straining their personal relationships. The dispute, which began as a professional disagreement on the set of It Ends With Us, had reportedly turned into a deeply emotional and personal battle for Lively that she was initially unwilling to walk away from.
The pressure from Reynolds was described as steady and consistent, as he wanted her to consider what she might lose if the case went to a full trial. Eventually, the realization hit Lively that she had already lost too much professionally and publicly. Sources say the one thing she was absolutely refused to lose was her marriage, which ultimately led her to agree to the settlement just weeks before the trial date. This behind-the-scenes dynamic shows a different side of the power couple, with Reynolds acting as a strategic advisor to protect their long-term interests. By settling, Lively was able to stop the reputational fallout that was playing out in slow motion across the media. It highlights how even the most high-profile legal battles can be influenced by personal relationships and the desire to protect one's family life from further public scrutiny.
Finally, Baldoni's lawyer speaks. Justin Baldoni's lawyer, Brian Friedman, has broken his silence regarding the settlement with Blake Lively, describing the outcome as a major victory for his client. Speaking to TMZ, Friedman remained somewhat cryptic about which side initiated the settlement talks, but noted that when an opportunity comes along that is too good to pass up, you take it. He emphasized that, from a legal standpoint, Baldoni had already won a significant battle when the sexual harassment claims against him were dismissed on summary judgment earlier this year. Friedman argued that those types of claims are impossible to simply settle because they can end a career, making the judge's earlier ruling a total vindication for the director. The final agreement, which involved no financial payout and no apology from Baldoni, is being framed by his team as a complete success.
Friedman became emotional when discussing the toll the allegations took on Baldoni, stating that being accused of such things on a public level is devastating for any individual and their family. He praised Baldoni as a great human being who stands for supporting women, making the accusations particularly painful. The lawyer also took a slight jab at Lively, suggesting that while some might try to frame the situation differently on social media, the legal reality was a clear win for his side. By being removed personally from the lawsuit, along with several other individuals, Baldoni was able to clear his name and move forward without the shadow of a trial. This perspective suggests that, despite the joint statement's neutral tone, the legal team feels they achieved everything they set out to do by protecting Baldoni's reputation and professional future in the industry.
That wraps up our daily briefing. Follow us for the next update on the stories that matter most. Have a great day.